Oh, we need reasons for this one. We shall find them together. A happy Monday, Hank fans and family, to all who celebrated.
It's why we love today.
The ninth day of the sixth month of 2025, 160 in 205 left to go. We got 6 days until Father's Day coming on the way.
Aww. I love it.
See, he loves it.
See, so much fun.
27 until the 4th of July. And coming up pretty quick, we've got a pretty big military parade coming.
Oh.
To D.C.
That's exciting.
More on that. Today is otherwise known as National Donald Duck Day.
Mmm.
No pants. National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Mmm. I've never had it.
The rhubarb is hard to find. Not that I've actively looked for it.
Mm. It's like a root vegetable, isn't it? Is it kind of like, sweet potato?
I think
strawberry?
So. Early indications say yes.
Conjecture?
Only AI could know, for sure.
Because nobody's eating it.
Rhubarb pie. Profess your love day.
Oh, like love you and your and girlfriend. You're so in love.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Oh, dear. It's national, best way to put this.
What? Excuse me?
Exotic dancer.
Oh, like a...
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Like a gentleman's club?
They're listening.
Okay.
On this date in history, things happened. Root beer was first sold for the very first time in 1869.
Also based on a root vegetable.
Yes. Root talk. We're going back to our roots. Blame it all on our roots.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
They are our roots.
Mm-hmm.
Blame it on them. On this date in 1934, Donald Duck makes his debut in a Walt Disney cartoon called The Wise Little Hen.
Aw, look at you go. I mean, Disney makes a lot of money. They should buy him some pants.
Yeah. It's weird the Goofy's got it together.
Yeah.
But then there is, of course, Pluto, who's just over there, not even speaking English. On this date, the shame. On this date in 1973, Secretariat couldn't talk, but it came. The horse racing's world's first triple crown winner.
Look at you go.
Congratulations, Secretariat. That's not his birthday. It was a weird day, music history, on the same date in 1990. The number one album in America in 1990. In fact, it started a record-breaking 21-week stay at the top of the album charts, 1990.
Hold on, like that.
MC Hammer.
So much pants. They're so big. You know what I mean? And then he had a vest and no shirt.
And then on that same very moment, hitting number one on the song chart.
Yeah.
Whoa, someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
Wilson Phillips.
What are you gonna do?
Hold on. Hitting number one. Well, now we have to finish it.
Everybody together. How long? Okay, there we go.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
When we say we play the best of the 80s and 90s specifically, it's not either one of those.
Not any of them.
No,
that's not what that means.
On this date in 2010, Shania Twain divorces Mutt. And on this date, happy wedding anniversary to Matthew McConaughey and Camilla.
Oh!
13 years.
And congratulations to Dr. Laura and Richard out at Skin Deep Laser MD. We're driving back from DFW right now.
Yeah.
Went to Kauai to celebrate 33 years of marriage.
How about that?
That is a long time in one institution.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
I wonder what the secret is.
And on the flip side, in 2022, Britney Spears married Sam Asghari.
Dang it.
Did they make it?
No, not they.
Well, that's okay because Britney, just hold on. She's lucky if she gets a day.
Yeah. Her first, ex-husband, who was never a husband because they got in an old, showed up at the Sam Asghari wedding. These things happen.
Can't wait for the Netflix series. Speaking of, out of the Netflix series, Cobra Kai. He's 24 today. That'd be Miguel Diaz. He is Zolo.
Miguel.
He is Zolo. Aren't we all? Natalie Portman is 44. Ooh, Johnny Depp.
Peaky, wincy, wincy.
Wincy, wincy indeed. He is 62.
Oh, dear. Johnny, so spicy.
Aren't 62.
Don't buzz.
Michael J. Fox. Greatness Doc is 64. And Dick Vitale, baby, is 86. There you go.
It's KB and Heather Lee.